After the city council canceled a hearing earlier this week on Mayor Sherelle Parker's housing plan, she came to council chambers to send a strong message. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Parker told council members in a not-so-subtle way she wants her housing initiative to move forward despite council's hesitancy.
Every community can be lifted up with the work that we are doing, so I won't let us pit one against the other. That goes against the spirit and intent of that thing that everybody laughs at me about because I'm so laser-focused on building it, and that is one Philly, a united city.
Parker says she wants to get council's approval in any way possible and held back on talking specifics of the deal she wants to achieve. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The nonprofit Design Advocacy Group is calling for major improvements to the Filbert Street bus station the city of Philadelphia plans to renovate and reopen in May. However, officials say the amount they can spend on the project is limited by how much Greyhound and other bus companies will agree to pay in order to use the station. Planning Department staffer John Mondlach says the city's priority is setting fees at a level just high enough to support a quality bus terminal.
Doesn't have to be gold-plated, but it needs to be safe, nice, pleasant, desirable, inviting. And you can do that without spending, you know, $100 million, and that's what we're doing now. And that's the back and forth with the bus companies when they're like, oh, I don't want to pay that much.
Greyhound abandoned the station in 2023, and now the Philadelphia Parking Authority plans to fix it up and reopen it in time to host visitors for next year's World Cup games and the 250th anniversary celebrations. Gray skies and a little chilly outside on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, 45 degrees in Center City. We had some drizzle earlier in the day, now just clouds. Those clouds could start breaking up a little bit in the evening, but for the most part, expect them to stick around. Temperature's going to be hovering in the mid-40s for the next several hours. Looks like maybe around the later evening, 8 or 9 or so, that is when we'd start to dip down towards the 30s.